This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening? How are we?
How's everyone doing?
It's great having a fella who barely ever drinks.
Is it?
Yeah, really noticed that over the weekend. I was like, bloody brilliant. He drove to Fiona's gig the other night.
Oh, I love it.
No way.
Yeah, could just turn the corner of Vickers Street to a back road, get in the car and drive home.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Did you park on Thomas Street?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, nice one.
And then
you could have parked on any of those. Did you get free parking?
No.
I always park on Thomas Street and I get free parking.
Okay, Grant.
If it's a Vickers Street gig.
There's loads of like the little residential roads.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you get free, like when you're in at that time of evening.
I did once park on Thomas Street Park and car park. And my car got locked in.
No.
Yeah,
I remember
someone
that.
Out. Yeah, yeah. Called someone out and pain. They were like, right, it's 80 quid for us to come out. And then some fella popped up and he was like, oh yeah, I live here. I'll just let you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to pay?
Didn't have to pay.
Oh, my God. Well, that ends well.
Went mad at the people on the phone at the car park being like, yous are dicks.
Yeah.
Doing that on purpose because I went and I looked at this car park closes at 8 o'clock. And in fairness, probably my own fault not looking at it. The sign is fucking tiny.
Yeah.
This car park closes at 8 o'clock, €80 fine.
And you're a busy man.
It's so early to be closed.
That's insane.
Sorry, lads. Do you want to hear something huge?
Yeah.
Michaela Hayes has just asked me to turn off a light in the studio because it's too high up for her. I have been using David Hammond for my height. This is a day I've been waiting for.
Frame that.
I will frame that, honestly.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm on my way, Michaela. I'll be there. Don't worry. Superman is here.
Okay, well, this is important. You better go.
I better go, lads. I've loads to be doing.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? How are we? Happy Monday.
Let's do it
all again.
Welcome to Monday. I made a grave error yesterday. I tried to have a wholesome Sunday.
Yes.
Set yourself off right for the week. Went for like big, nice, long walk. Came home, full body shower, getting ready. I made this soup, which of course is delicious, like a leek potato and bacon soup.
Any time you talk about making soup, I just think, oh my God, we've aged ourselves
I was making soup when I was 19.
Yeah,
it's
like the first thing you learn to make in like junior cert home ec.
Isn't that so funny? Gun to my head right now, make soup.
Really?
I'm gone.
So you did not do home ec in school?
No, I did not.
It's
so easy. You chop up the veg, throw them in a bowl, and then... How do you make the water? So you just add the water and then you add loads of stock cubes and then it boils up and all the veg gets real like gooey and then you blend it and it's done.
It's absolutely delicious.
Listen, gun to my head now. I'm making soup.
Yay! And you're going to make a good one. Soup and stir fry, I think, is the first thing you learn to make. And you're like, we are continental.
I can do that one.
Very good. So the soup was nearly finished. I was blending her up and I was like trying to like butter our little bits of bread that we could have with it as well. And then the blender, it just kind of like fell and the soup splattered all over my arm.
Nice.
And it's like hot soup, like burnt my entire arm. I was, you know when you're like screaming but you can't explain what's wrong?
Yeah.
And Dwayne ran in and he was for some reason rubbing my back and I was like, I can't explain how much that's not where the issue is.
And not helping.
And how much you are not helping. But you know the way the burn, it just like takes long, like you think it's not that bad at the start and then it like
it starts to melt your skin
all during traders. I'm like, I am on fire
now.
Woke up this morning, I'm still on fire. Moral of the story, maybe don't ever make soup.
Yeah,
Dave,
this is
it's
what
a very
saying.
dangerous game.
Can I see?
And must, you should have a professional around. I can see it. There is a bit of red.
Oh, you got scalded.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's rotten. That is rotten.
You're horrible.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's happening?
We have to just address what went on in Vickers Street on Saturday night at Stand Up for Gaza, a charity comedy organised fundraiser organised by Fiona and her partner Dwayne. Lads, it was honestly one of the best nights out.
It was so fun.
In such a long time. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting in front of me and I think you deserve some praise for all that hard work.
Emma was doing social media for the gig.
Emma was on full-time social media manager.
You're such a proud mom.
Proud mom. My Instagram mentions, I'm like, there's another tag from Emma again.
There
she goes.
There was at one point I saw a joke being made. But it was like a serious joke.
Yeah.
And then the comedian was like, and this is the joke, by the way, it's not meant to be serious. And Emma Nolan had to sit down from clapping. It was something like women in equality or something. And I was just stood up and she's like, woo! And he was like, yeah, I'm trying to make a funny show.
Sorry. I got so carried away. I haven't laughed like that in so long. There was just so many brilliant performances.
Who was your favourite?
Mike Rice, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah, I was very surprised by him because I've seen.
Have you not seen him?
I've seen a couple of clips of him and I was like, oh yeah, he seems grand or whatever.
Seen maybe the podcast?
I know, I like the podcast with your man, Vittorio
Angeloni.
But no, I've only seen a couple of clips from Mike Rice and I thought he was grand, but actually on the night,
Jack
was really good.
Jack was crying laughing at Mike Rice.
Mike
really
is
good.
Unbelievable live.
As I spent a fortune at that gig and it's all good because obviously it was for a good cause, was buying raffle tickets and all.
I checked my bank account the next day. Oh my God, it's all gone.
What, did you just win anything?
No.
Now, all proceeds were going to the Palestine Children Relief Fund, so great to spend your few quid. But I spent money separately as well, because this is my problem. As soon as I saw Mike Rice, I said, oh jeez, we'll have to go and see him.
Oh no.
We'll have to go and see him as well.
Oh.
Looking up his dates, booked tickets for that. Kyla Cobbler, obsessed, was like, Asher.
I had seen.
It's been a shame not to see her.
I had seen Kyla Cobbler set and Neil Delamere set.
Yes.
At Paddy Power, like in town. Like a couple of weeks ago. I saw basically the exact set this time. And I still thought they were my favourites. I was crying.
I think I'm saying Mike Rice off the top of my head is my favourite because I didn't really know him from Adam.
Yeah.
Whereas like I was buzzing for Aisling Bea, I was buzzing for Rosie O'Donnell, I was buzzing for Viola Cobbler.
They were all
amazing. Yeah, so good.
It's really interesting to have, like, to be in a room with someone who Donald Trump despises.
I know, exactly it's absolutely mad.
Like, it's crazy how big she is.
Regularly perceived by Donald Trump. Like, she is under his skin.
Yeah.
He is raging at her.
It's unbelievable.
And we're just like, hey, Rosie.
Yeah.
She smashed. Dwayne was saying how Rosie O'Donnell hasn't done stand-up since like the 90s, I don't think.
Right.
And she's just moved to Ireland and she has so much material
on
it now.
Unbelievable.
Like, it's all new. It's all incredible. Mm. She's so funny.
She's fantastic. If you haven't seen her, if you do get a chance you should go and see her because she has this kind of way about telling a story that you think she hasn't prepped this. She thinks you're just on stage just talking.
Yes.
But obviously it's so well done.
Yeah, she has unbelievable delivery. She does gig around Dublin a lot at the moment. Like a lot she was prepping for Edinburgh.
She's done a couple of Cherry comedy gigs.
She's done
Cherry,
yeah. And she does the Comedy Cellar in the International a lot on a Wednesday. So yeah, keep an eye. She loves getting out.
The big thing on Saturday was the goal was to raise 100 grand between ticket sales and the raffle.
Oh yeah, how much how did that go?
I think we're at like 96 or 97, which is still great.
Unbelievable.
That's combined for, we've done 3 Vicar Streets. So that's like the 3 of them combined. So
for the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. That's absolutely
Yeah.
I have to say one of my favourite moments of the night was when we arrived first, I was with Jack and Dave and Pippa. And we didn't really see much of each other because we were in the queue and then sitting separately. So I was up at the bar and I run up to the merch stand and got this really cool hat.
I saw you wearing it.
The Irish Artist Palestine hat. So I'm kind of just standing waiting for Jack to finish queuing at the bar and all I hear is Emma, M. And I was like, who? Oh, Dave. Hey. And he was like, where'd you get the hat?
Where'd you get that?
Just up there, merch stand. He was like, yeah, Pip would like that.
And I went and got the exact same hat and the exact same t-shirt Emma bought.
So cute. Because I was looking for you guys afterwards in the pub and I just see this raven-locked girl with the hat on and I was like, there's Pippa.
Did you stay out long after?
Just like,
we stayed till close.
We did.
But they close early.
Well, listen, hats off.
Yay.
Unreal, well done.
Making me feel like such an underachiever. Well done, Fiona.
Thanks, guys. Here's
It Spins Fully Charged Recharged
in 103.8. Hope you're good this morning.
Hello.
It's obviously very hard to make it in the music industry and things like that, but there is a singer called Xania Monet who has just signed a $3 million record deal.
Wow,
very good.
The only problem is that Xania Monet is not real. Xania Monet is AI generated.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's annoyingly close to Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. So the voice comes from an AI platform called Suno, which we have all actually used to create some of our AI songs. Taking the mick.
Yeah.
Like, kind of taking the mick
and
out of AI songs.
You can do it in, like, different genres. Like, exactly. You can do country, emo, whatever.
Yeah. So, like, I remember a couple of weeks ago, for some reason, I was trying to convince Pippa that our song was the theme tune to Fairly Odd Parents. And so I went on to Suno, and I was like, make a romantic version of the Fairly Odd Parents. And it was like, Odd Parents. Fairly Odd Parents.
You know what I mean? That's so funny.
It was bizarre, right? But this is what this person has done. Has gone on to Suno and basically said, here's some lyrics that I have. Give me the song, or give me the artist to sing it.
Yeah.
And it's created whatever it's created. And then you're selling it for a record deal for $3 million.
Jesus.
And I kind of find this really, really bizarre. Especially because my favorite part of Spotify. It's actually probably the only good thing about Spotify, or at least it was Discover Weekly. I feel like as I'm getting a little bit older, I'm not finding as much new music anymore that I'm really enjoying. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, Discover Weekly is usually where I go to because it basically creates a playlist for you every single week.
Yep.
It has been chock-a-block with AI music.
Are you serious?
I'm listening. I'm like, listen, because it knows what I like. It knows I'm still like at heart an emo kid. It knows I love my rock music. And so it gives me that stuff. And I'm like, how have I never heard this band before? And I'm like going on. I'm like, this is really interesting. It sounds odd. It sounds like it's layered over each other.
Yeah.
It sounds like two songs. Like, it sounds like the same song, but layered over each other.
Yeah,
that's how you can kind of tell the difference between AI. And so I go onto the artist's like page, and it's like 10,000 songs, all from 2025.
Right.
And you're like, that's how you know. Do you know what I mean? Because people are just pumping them out.
Wow.
It's awful. And I hate it. As soon as I see it, I'm like, block, 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 block. I'd say about 15 songs on my Discover Weekly was completely AI art.
That's shocking.
I can't believe Spotify has no,
think about it.
Test for that. Like,
but I'd say it's them.
Oh.
Because they are getting streams who they
for
don't
themselves.
Have to pay.
Oh,
they don't have to pay anyone.
That
isn't
that's
that just
really
snaky?
Annoying.
Like,
that's annoying.
I hate it so much. Anyway.
Listen to the radio, kids.
Literally. So this is Zania Monáe. Speaking of listen to the radio, we are going to play a clip of Zania Monáe, who is AI. The song is called Let Go, Let God. And I honestly don't think you'd be able to tell the difference.
You keep blaming yourself for what you couldn't change.
Ooh.
Keep rehearsing the past, reliving the pain. But healing don't come from holding on tight. Sometimes strength is knowing when to surrender the fight.
Damn, she's so good.
She's kind of giving me a bit Whitney Houston.
Very Whitney.
Yes.
But like, the lyrics are just very generic.
Of course.
You know?
So I went onto YouTube. I was looking at some of these things and all the comments are from mainly Americans. Wow, what an amazing artist. Can't believe I found this person. I can't believe I found this artist.
Do they
fantastic.
Think it's real?
And then there's other people who are going to be like, you know, it's completely fake. It's AI. Like, research the artist. They're completely fake.
I'd say they're bots, like, commenting.
Yeah,
like,
could be.
Because who goes onto a YouTube and comments, can't believe I found this artist?
Yeah, like, fair. Well, I suppose older boomer Americans or something. But listen, the whole thing causes quite a stir online. And it was actually the singer Kalani who hit back and tore into the idea saying it was hollow, it was lazy and not real artistry. And I completely agree. It's soul. This is what it is. She said for her the problem isn't just that the non-existent performer is suddenly being pushed as the next big star, but that it undermines the years of graft and emotion that go into making music.
Absolutely.
She went on to say she went on to say that the deal rewards something empty and creatively gutless, and she's worried about what it means for musicians trying to break through in an already very, very tough industry. She said it's a slippery slope. Real voices and stories could get drowned out by AI products. So yeah, it's just pretty grim what's going on at the moment. The other side, Nicky Jones, the lyricist who is the person behind Zania Monáe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She insisted that the work still comes from human creativity, her poetry and her songwriting, and argued that she owns all the rights to her contributions. Here's what I'll say for Nicki, right? Nicki is obviously getting paid $3 million to write these songs and pump them into Suno to get the AI-generated song back. You could argue, hey, just get a real singer.
The cost of that, though.
The cost of that, but also then that singer's trying to break through to the music industry already. Whereas you already have someone who you don't actually have to pay in this thing. I don't agree with it, but I can see where your one is coming from.
I can't imagine myself ever singing along or being passionate about a song
sang
to me by AI.
What are you going to see if that person is doing a tour? Is it just like a...
Just their hologram.
Yeah, is it a hologram? I don't know. It's all go. But yeah, her manager claimed that the success of the project is built on the purity of her artistic expression.
Oh, purity, my whole.
But I'm like, seriously, get a singer to sing.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
I guess some people just care about money.
But it's also another way for just labels to like cash in, bypassing human creativity completely and just rolling in money for because they know people
and
will listen.
Full control. Yeah. You can make that thing do anything.
It's so grim, man. It's just another way of pushing people out to go
into
the music
industry.
You
really have to have your wits about you there online at the moment. You really have to watch out.
If you have a new favourite band and you're going, how did I never discover these? Go and check them out. Are they AI? Have they only made songs in 2025?
Have you ever seen them in real life? Have they ever been popped?
Yeah.
Here is Olivia Dean, a real artist who's absolutely brilliant. This is called Man I Need on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
That's not my name.
Welcome in to That's Not My Name. This is the game with no hints or clues. We do our very best to guess your name. Sounds like an impossibility. It has been won a number of times over the last couple of years. We just have to kind of get mystic and really, really feel deep, you know, and try and connect with these people.
How many cinema passes have we got? 14, 16?
I think it's 16.
I think it's 14.
I'm trying to get clairvoyant with that.
What happens here is you are going to hear the voice note from people who've been in touch saying what their name is. Dave and Fiona will not hear those voice notes. And then we will chat to players and try and guess their name. Just because producer Callum is off today, I will not be playing. I have heard the voice notes.
Of course. That makes sense.
It does make sense. I like when things make sense.
We're a referee. You're a good referee. I mean, you're not cheating, which
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate.
Thank you. Okay, headphones off
headphones
in the room.
Off.
And let's listen to voice note number one from player one.
Hi, my name is Sarah.
All right, we're good to go, guys. Headphones on.
Player one,
how are ya?
Hi, player one.
Good, thank you.
All right,
how
player,
are you?
We're good, player one. We're going to try and guess your name. If we guess it wrong, you say, that's not my name. But if we do get it right, you'll say, that is my name. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, player one, here we go. Is your name Megan?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Olivia?
That's not my name.
All right, player one, is your name Grania?
That's not my name.
Ah, damn it. I'm so sorry we couldn't guess your name. What is it? Reveal yourself.
My name is Sarah.
Okay.
Great name.
Say on par with Megan for me. I should like...
Stop trying to act like you nearly got it.
Sarah, sorry we couldn't do it for you today. Awesome. Have a good one.
Good luck, Sarah. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye. We still have a chance to get there. One player down, two to go. Headphones off in the room again.
Headphones off.
Morning. My name is Anton.
Okay, guys, we're good to go. Headphones back
player
on.
Player two.
Player two. Hello.
Morning, lovely people. How are you?
We're really good, lovely person. All right, I feel like I've got your name. I've got a connection already. Here we go. Player two, is your name David?
No, that's not my name.
Ah, damn it.
Player two, is your name Sam?
That's not my name.
I'm glad I gave you a laugh.
It's so far away from his name, Fiona, that he laughed.
Third time lucky.
All right, third time lucky. Here we go. Player two, is your name Anthony?
Well, I'm not sure if it's... they call me Anthony, but we need to ask Emma. Is it right or no?
Let's double check your voice note.
Morning, my name is Anton.
Your name is Anton.
I don't know what this means.
Oh, come
We've
on.
We've never had this.
Anthony.
Is Anton short for Anthony?
I mean, it's a
Anthony.
Variation.
We need to check.
In Italy, I'm Anthony. In Ireland, I'm Anton. That's the way it is.
What are you christened?
I'm christened. I actually don't know what the christened name because I'm christened in Estonia. So
yeah, big question.
You're christened in Estonia. Okay. And in Estonia, would you be called Anthony?
I would be, yes. When I go over now.
That's your name! Come on, Anto. Anton, you have to give it to me. You have to say those magic words that I've been waiting to hear.
Say, that's my name.
That's my name.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Another win.
By the skin of your teeth.
This is fantastic.
We had to hark back to what the story is in Estonia, but we got it.
We got it.
Third time lucky.
Anthony/Anton, I'm absolutely buzzing.
Oh,
congratulations. You have won a grand total of, we think, 16 IFC Cinema passes. You may only be getting 14 because
your name is
because your name
Anton.
Is.
Yeah. We don't know. We need
to check. I'm taking a week off from work to go all those pictures to cinemas.
That's what I'm talking about, Anton.
Every day, yeah.
Oh, this is a great day, a great Monday. Anthony, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Anton.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Good
thank
luck.
You. Thank
bye,
you, guys.
Bye.
Oh,
what a rush.
What a day.
What a city.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Blackpink and Jump on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I am obsessed with those girls.
With Blackpink?
So they're just brilliant.
They do have some good tunes.
So cool.
Yeah.
When are BTS coming back?
I don't even know if they are, because they finished their whole army training.
I think they're back now, but like, I don't know, are they coming to...
I actually did hear something about them being back, but I was like, I heard no songs about
BTS touring, let's see.
Are they touring already?
No, I just googled it. BTS has no upcoming tours as confirmed by Ticketmaster. I mean, they're like I only vaguely know how K-pop works for my nail girls where I get my nails done, and there's like new generations being debuted all the time.
Yes.
So like in K-pop years, like BTS are like Elvis. Like,
really?
You know what I mean? Like, it's really? Like there's been so many since then. Obviously they'll always be huge and people love them, but like I'd say there's like
Blackpink seems to be the new young hot things.
Blackpink have been around since around the time of BTS.
They've been around a while as well. But I mean, I don't know any.
Is there one in Blackpink who was also in The White Lotus?
Yeah, she's class.
Oh, in the newest series.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing that one. Yeah. Oh, guys, I need to get up to date.
1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good
how are
morning.
We getting on there?
Welcome on in.
Thank you.
Anyone going to Dermot Kennedy tonight?
Is he on tonight?
He's on tonight.
Dermot Kennedy's playing in the Olympia tonight.
No
Isn't that class?
Way.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Isn't it kind of more intimate gigs at the moment?
Oh, right.
Which is lovely.
That's how you know an artist gets big, when they decide to go, actually, do you know what? I'm going to do a smaller venue.
Intimate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to like lose out on many, many, many hundreds of thousands by doing a smaller gig with a much lesser capacity. Yeah, I'm going to say, off the top of my head, I think this must be the 8th or 9th time I'll have seen Dermot Kennedy.
Oh, you're going tonight?
I'm going tonight, yeah. I can't wait.
Are you not like...
It's been a while.
Seen this before?
Yeah.
What's a while in Dermot Kennedy years? Like...
When's the last time I saw him?
2 weeks or something.
Yeah. 6 days.
No, to be honest, I feel like I went through a phase like when I fell deeply in love with him and like found him on Facebook and stuff, and then eventually realised...
Stalkered?
Yeah, then realised he was like, you know, in a long-term relationship, my heart was genuinely broke.
And yeah, that's always...
Then I met him at Electric Picnic to interview him and had like palpitations trying to hold it together. And now I'm kind of a little bit more grown up and have copped on a bit.
Yes. Sometimes you don't have to be that honest, you know?
I got the tattoo and everything with his lyrics and
laser for
it
that.
It was kind of a nightmare. I was going through a lot at the time in 2018, I think. And his music really spoke to me, guys.
It saved you.
I would rarely get through a Dermot Kennedy gig without snot crying. Yeah, a lot.
Are you going to have a little...
Maybe that's why you're not
your
together.
Music saved me.
I don't think I will tonight, because I think right now, and the last time I saw him, which was probably 2 or 3 years ago, it was the first time that I got through a Dermot Kennedy gig without a single tear. And I remember thinking to myself, that is growth, Emma. I think you have healed from your 2018 breakup.
Wow. Takes a while, but it happens.
You get there eventually, guys.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on
your number one hit music station.
September is a big month for me because it's when I renew my car insurance. And, you know.
It's a horrible month to do it as well, September.
Back to school, back to car insurance. And I actually only got my driver's license kind of late in life. I only have it about 4 years.
All right.
Shocking. Yeah. And I...
Typical dub.
I know. I really kind of fannied around.
I had the dart.
I learned... air quotes like learnt when I was like 20, and I just never had... Do you know the way some people kind of take to the roads and some people don't? Like, I remember being on one of my first lessons, like trying to go the wrong way round on a roundabout.
Oh, no.
Like, he was like, go right, and I was like, well, okay. And
you thought he meant immediately.
Yeah. He was like, have you ever been in a car? And I was like, yeah, but I've just never really paid attention in that way. But no, we got there. It took a long time. I think I did my driver's test about like 5 times. Like, it really...
Wow.
I thought I would never, ever drive.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
It really was a struggle. But no, we got there.
Note to self, don't take a lift with
Fiona. Don't take a lift with
Fiona. No, guys, I'm great now. Mm-hmm. I'm great now. I mean, Dave has seen me park in the morning. It does take me about 18 years. But other than that, I'm fine. Sure, I'm mad for road.
Because
I'm always driving up and down for gigs and everything all across the country. But
So I, yeah, so kind of soon after I got my driver's license, I was like, everyone speeds a little bit. And I ended up really quickly racking up, always drive responsibly, et cetera, et cetera. I racked up 9 penalty points really, really in quick
succession. Oh my God, did your insurance go up like mad?
Yeah, I nearly couldn't get insured. Like, it was always all like 70 and a 60, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or like 90 and 80. Like, I know you're not meant to do it, but it was never anything crazy.
Where were you driving? Because I have only 3.
I think, is what you're saying, like you were never doing like 130
and 120? No, I never did anything
speed
like
is bad.
That.
We have to say that, and it's the truth. But yeah,
we do have to say that, by the way. We actually do have to.
Because, no, of course. No, let it be known. Let it be on record. But like, everyone in my family would slag me because like my brother would be like, you are an absolute granny on the roads. Like, how do you have so many points? But I suppose I'd be driving up and down to Cork a lot. We'd drive up to Dwayne, my partner's family in Donegal. I drive all around the country for gigs as well.
Enough.
Like, sometimes you'd be doing a gig and like Tullamore,
Cavan, and they'd be on the road that you wouldn't recognise.
You know what I mean?
Okay, fair enough.
And
see, I don't go anywhere. So,
well, that's fine. That's your right.
There's your first mistake.
So at the time as well, I used to have like an 03 car, and it was like, your car is so old and you have so many points like that you're not getting insured. Like, it was so stressful. Like, I wouldn't be getting insured anywhere. I was like, do I need to lie about these points? It'd be like $2,000.
Jesus.
Like, yeah. And sorry, if my dad is listening to this, I always pretended to him that I had 6 points. I've never admitted to him that I had 9. So if you are hearing this, I'm sorry, Dad, but they're all gone now, to be fair. He'd be like, I remember I rang him to say I got engaged.
Mm.
And he was like, yeah. What's the crack with your insurance? Are you ringing around? Like, swear to God, literally that. But now all the points are gone.
Okay,
so
right.
I'm like a new
clean
woman.
Clean slate.
I
had that in May. Completely clean slate. But I had only 3, but like, they're gone now. It's been fantastic.
But like, in the space of the last year since I last paid for my insurance, they're all gone.
Mm.
And I just feel like, why don't we get it a little dirty? Do you know what I mean?
You feel too clean.
I feel too clean. I feel like a licorice.
Right. What have you got ideas
I was
wise?
Thinking, well, you actually suggested this to me last week, Dave, and I think it's very good. Do a few donuts on the M50.
Yeah.
That's kind of the most dangerous thing on
I'm
this
I'm talking
list.
About maybe 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night. Like,
Yeah,
donuts in the M50.
When they're prepping to close it for some sort of works, I just rally in.
Always drive safe, or I say delay.
Of course. I could flash everyone for no reason.
Do you mean with your headlights or your...
A bit of column A, bit of column B. One of each, maybe. Some people are like, what's wrong?
Why don't you ask people beforehand?
No.
Do you want these or do you want them?
Wait, pick your poison. So, maybe.
Or I say daddy, or so.
Drive really slowly past garages as if I'm about to turn in, but never turn in.
Or say that please drive responsibly.
Yeah, just edgelord everyone on the road. Of course, blast the Wicked soundtrack at all times and leave all my windows open.
That's not too bad.
That's okay.
And then this one, I think this is really incriminating. Wave at every bus driver, even though that's their thing.
And truck driver.
Give them a big. Sorry, I just gestured.
You need to put the hand up towards the windscreen.
Yeah, needs to be like the finger
down. Yeah, the fingers down type of vibe. Very good. And again, always drive responsibly.
RSA.ie.
Over the weekend, I went to Newgrange and I had an absolute ball this morning.
This whole thing has caused my weekend to be nothing but... David, when are we going to Newgrange?
No way. That is the weirdest thing to be jealous of.
To be fair, I was kind of jealous as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know what? I said to my girlfriend, we're going to go soon because it looked... class.
No, it did.
With this in mind, and I'll tell you all about Newgrange in a sec, I think the question for you listening this morning, it doesn't matter what age you are, from 18 to 65, maybe you're listening and you're 102, welcome on in.
Hello.
What are some things that you've become interested in that you never thought you would?
Yeah. Mm.
To the point where you're like, Jesus, I can't believe I'm interested in that. I can't believe I'm Googling that. I can't believe I'm looking that up. I can't believe I'm going to this museum.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this out loud.
Yeah.
It could be like a nice view. It could be art. It could be cleaning products.
A nice view.
Cleaning
I'm
products
really into
recommendations.
A nice view.
You know?
But you know, when you're younger, you never appreciate a view.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I used to do the drive down to West Cork when I was younger, and I'd be like, whatever. And now I do it and I'm like, this is stunning.
Yeah, this is absolutely
and I would
beautiful.
Have never gave a shite.
Look at the geology around here.
Yeah, exactly.
Geologist's dream.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going back to Newgrange because this is something that I have to say I didn't think I would ever be so bloody interested in. All of a sudden, history's cool, man, and these people were bloody cool. They were geniuses.
Oh yeah,
geniuses, they were geniuses.
So basically, my boyfriend Jack, he grew up in England. His mom's from Cork. But
disclaimer:
a few weeks ago, we were both feeling fairly tender one Saturday morning, and we were looking to watch something that was just kind of inspiring.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Have you ever heard of Newgrange?" We threw on a documentary. It was like some kind of a YouTuber talking about Newgrange, and he was like, he came back to life and was like, "What? What do you mean? Where is this place?" I was like, "It's only up the road." So there and then, we got ourselves booked in to go to Newgrange. We went just Saturday morning, just gone. In the meantime, he's bought two Newgrange books and he's been looking up loads of Irish fairy folk.
My first Newgrange.
I absolutely love it.
I'd been to Newgrange when I was a child. My mom brought us up on like a day trip with some friends, but I must have been like nine, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, like the... What would you say? The walkway into the tourist centre.
The passage, yeah,
well, no,
I
the tourist centre initially.
Oh, right.
It was brought back little memories being there as a kid.
Yeah.
And look, you know the crack. I don't need to come on air and tell you about Newgrange, but special shout out to Noth. Right?
Noth
is like the smaller version. There's Noth and Doth and there's Newgrange.
Oh, shout
out. You can't get out to Doth on the bus, but you can go to Noth. It's just a smaller one. It's like they were kind of getting practice in before the big lad up the road.
Before the big head honcho.
Wait, what? So the big thing you see for Newgrange, you can't get to?
No, sorry. So Newgrange, obviously, you can access. You can go into the tomb and everything. But there's other monuments around it as well. There's Noth and Doth.
Okay.
They're smaller, not as impressive, some would say.
Right.
But Noth would have some of the most acclaimed art on the rocks. I know this is really bad speak. Art on the rocks.
Yeah, that's fine.
But no, you know what I mean?
The swirls and all.
Yeah, more so probably than Newgrange would. But it's almost like these people were like doing smaller projects before getting to Newgrange.
And so you couldn't get to which one, sorry?
Doth.
Why?
I don't know. The bus just doesn't bring you there. Maybe it's just not safe.
Right, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But Noth is absolutely amazing. You can actually stand on the top of Noth. It's class.
And can you walk to Doth?
You can walk by road and have a look, but I don't think you can access it.
Right, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I don't like people telling me I can't go somewhere.
It's like a tongue twister. Get to Noth, you can't walk to Noth.
Noth and Doth.
The
get a coffee in Noth.
It's just fascinating because, like, apparently the lifespan back in those days was about 30 years.
Whoa.
So, what? Lucky.
We'd
Stop that. So, essentially, people were dying obviously so young and it took however many hundreds of generations to complete this project.
It outlives all of them. Like.
It's incredible. Incredible. It's older than the bloody pyramids, folks.
That's the best line to have.
Yeah, I love that as a country that we have
so
that.
Good. I love saying megalithic as well. It's just
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, megalithic. So I think from now on, our little plan, myself and Jax, is to go to like all these other sites across the world that are at that level of status of Newgrange.
Oh, very good.
It'll probably take us our whole lives, but
but that's amazing.
That's something to do. Tick off the list, yeah.
Something that's kind of up there as well is like Skellig Michael, so we can do some in Ireland
and then
you can go abroad and do it as well. So that's kind of our goal.
That sells out ages.
It was fascinating. Absolutely bloody. I've never felt more patriotic.
That is sense. Oh, it's like something though, one of those things that you never thought you'd be into, but now you're like, I'm just obsessed.
Yeah, like any kind of geometric shape now, I'm like, jeez, maybe I'll get that tattooed after my trip to Newgrange, you know? Like, I'm really into this whole idea.
Owen tramp stamp.
Yes,
pending.
Please. So I would love you to tell us this morning, what is something that you never thought you'd be interested in that now you're so into? 087-711-103. It could be anything.
Kind of one of those things that when you actually like realise yourself, you're saying like, oh, I love the new bed sheets or something. You actually go, oh my God, I'm so old.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of one of those things, isn't it, where it's like, I never thought as a kid I'd like this, but now
you're looking up thread count.
Yeah.
Like you're looking up, like, is it a cotton blend or is it 100% cotton?
Exactly.
You know?
Get your voice notes over on 087-711-103. Things that you've become interested in that you never thought you would. When I was 9 years old, I probably thought it was so boring being dragged up to Newgrange and I had an absolute ball. I was like, what a fantastic way to spend a few hours on a Saturday morning and such good value.
I love it.
Obsessed as well, that Pippa's saying, I want to go to Newgrange.
Yeah, she does. She's mad for it now.
Get in touch and let us know. CMAT and Euro Country on Spin.
So good.
All the good things coming out of me, the seams, as I was just telling you that I spent a Saturday morning at Newgrange. It was unbelievable.
So
I feel like I'm turning into a little bit of a swat and even bought a book about Irish folklore.
What's the book like?
It's all those.
Is it like a book
tales.
For kids?
Yeah, it actually was a kids book because there was one with no pictures.
No shame. This is exactly what I'd get. Yeah, but like, what else is in it? Like Cú Chulainn and stuff.
Yeah, all about Cú Chulainn. While we were there, Jack heard about the Salmon of Knowledge for the first time, and he was "What?"
So, I have to give it to Emma's fella Jack, who is English, right? He has honestly thrown himself into the culture like no man I've ever
seen.
He gets so into it.
He gets so excited. He's obsessed with the Salmon of Knowledge. He's like, that is cool.
Does he consider himself Irish because his mum's from Cork?
Yeah, he's a bit mixed with his identity.
Right, okay.
That's very hard.
He definitely delves into the Irish.
Does he have an English jersey?
An England jersey? Yeah. No, just a Leeds jersey.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
He actually has a old like Irish football jumper. He got printed.
Oh, deadly. That, okay.
So anyway, over the weekend, we did go to Newgrange. We watched a documentary about it a few weeks ago and we were feeling a bit tender after a night out and he was like, "What?" And we decided to book it. Whoa. We went along on Saturday and I swear to God, it was unbelievable. I want to go to every one of these sites around the world.
You seen these spirals?
We've got to go
to Meath.
You're not far off. 087-711-1038 on the back of that. We're asking you this morning, what is something that you've become really interested in that you never thought you would be? Carly was on.
Emma, Loch Froo will blow your mind. It's like another Newgrange, but you don't have to pay into it. You can just walk yourself up the hill to it. Years ago, you used to be able to just get the key in the local coffee shop and let yourself into it, but they've stopped that now. But put Loch Froo on your list.
We used to be a real country. You could just walk
into a coffee shop is the key for there.
Here, can I use the bathroom?
Here, can I use the Loch Froo?
So sorry, that is Ireland's oldest and largest stone circle in the Grange Stone Circle. Cool.
Where is this?
This is the Meath as well.
Is it?
Oh no, sorry. Southeast Limerick.
Oh, wrong. Damn it. Okay. All right. It's okay. A Meath class.
Yeah, Meath is class. Oh, no, sorry. I'm wrong. Guys, I'm messing. I've really messed
Where
up.
Where is it?
It is a Meath.
It is a Meath.
Whoa.
Fantastic.
That's class. Okay, very good. I'll add it to my list because I'm a nerd now. But tell us this. What is something that you've become interested in? It could be anything. We mentioned like it could be like specific types of cleaning products.
A nice view.
087-711-1038. Let us know. Send your voice notes in. We're asking this morning, what do you find yourself interested in now that you never thought you would be? Over the weekend I went to Newgrange. I was probably dragged by my mom when I was a child and thought, oh, it's so cold. Oh, we should clean my horses. But now I feel like passage tombs are just my thing.
God, yeah, you're a passage tomb girly.
What's Emma Nolan like in real life? She's alright. She's really into passage
tombs. Loves a passage tomb. Do you know what? You're gonna have to get tickets. It's like the biggest event. You know when it's like the winter solstice?
Oh, I know about it.
I feel like Americans are on that list for 10 years
Mad like trying to get
so
in there
annoying,
for Newgrange
is naturally it all depends on the weather that morning. You might get
nothing.
We had the like representation of it the other day when we were there, and what's so interesting is the earliest ever form of graffiti is there. You saw like on one of the bloody rocks inside this passage tomb, like for example
Dano was here,
like honestly I was about to say DH loves SVS and yes, I had to ask SVS, the guide. Oh, I was like, what's the story here? And she was like, yep, like back hundreds of years ago, they would, once they figured out how to write and all, they were bloody graffiti.
Do you know what? I don't understand.
They were doing their tag.
I don't understand how the rocks were so soft that they managed to draw on it.
Well, it took a long time, Dave. A lot of pecking at that rock.
Is that what that is? And like
you need
chisel,
to go and learn.
A chisel and a thing.
They didn't have it. It was just like another rock that they were baiting.
Oh my God.
Dave, get yourself to Newgrange and don't be wasting our time.
Honestly,
with basic questions.
As a Meath man, I should really have been in the last couple of, you know, five years. Yeah. I think as a Meath person, you should be there at least every 5 years.
Yeah. Is there anything that you find yourself interested in that you never thought you would be, or is it just me?
Oh, do you know what, lads? I am obsessed with, and if you told me when I was a kid, like I'd be like, all right, something obviously happens, I would get a brain injury or something. I'm mad into anything World War II.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed.
Yeah.
Like any documentary. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of years back, Netflix brought out this World War II.
This comes for all men.
World War II in colour.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I've watched that on YouTube.
Oh my God.
And
it was unbelievable.
What's the theme tune? It's like, duh, duh. And I think I've watched that
on
YouTube.
Then like Apple TV brought out this thing called Masters of the Air. Barry Keoghan's in it. Austin Butler was in it. Callum Turner was in it. And it's about these pilots, American pilots in World War II. It's the dawn of time, it's the best thing I've ever watched.
Would you send me a link to that?
It's so good.
Do you know what's very good? This actually isn't necessarily about being old, but it is history related.
Yeah.
It's something I never thought I'd do. I listened to a podcast by two English men and it's about history.
Really?
Do you think I would ever want my history talked to me by two very posh English men?
Is that the rest
it's
is history?
The rest is history.
It's very good. Kind of hit and miss, but
it
like,
can be. Like, I mean, they covered like Irish history and I was like, do you know what, lads? Maybe not yourselves. Yeah. But they did an amazing one on World War II.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to come back and revisit that as well.
I'm literally here sweating to get that followed on Spotify right now.
The rest is history, and yeah, they did a fab Titanic series as well.
That was really, really good. Is that the one we listened to? I don't think it was.
No, that was our other Titanic one. On the Noiser app. Shout out. So
it's also
much
on Spotify, by the way, but yes, you can get it. It's so, so good. So yeah, Titanic is one. World War II is one.
I'm listening to a World War One now, one that they're doing.
I should probably listen to that because I don't know anything about World War I.
Well, that's good. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it has less hooks, less showbiz, less, you know, like less like all the things we all know.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be a bit like, how did this happen again?
Yeah.
But the lads explain it well.
Okay, very good.
And then for me, definitely gardening. Like, I never thought I'd be heading like to a garden centre being like, come here, do you have anything for my roses? And like, they just hand you like a mystery bag of
pellets. Would you get excited going to the garden centre?
Oh God, yeah.
Would
I'd
you?
Because
even
to
now to this day, if you told me we were going to a garden centre, I'd be like, oh, for God's
sake. Oh, the smell of it, it's lovely.
But like, do you know when you were younger, it's like every scent you have is on pints and a bottle of fake tan.
Yeah.
So that like you can go out and feel all right about yourself. And now I would be like, I need a nice plant pot for that fern.
Yes. Yeah, big,
and like you would, you'd invest a hefty sub because it needs to be watered from the base up.
Yeah,
so you need to get the saucer for it and all as well.
It's true.
Honestly, but I love my life now. I'm so glad that I love plants and English men.
What
telling
other
me
weird
history.
Things did you ever think you'd never be into? 0877111038.
Tell us, Kira, what for you?
We're all interested in mugs and cups.
In what way, Kira? In what way?
We always go to the range and we go and pick out different types of cups. We all went to Electric Picnic and we had loads of different cups going.
Oh my God.
Who's we?
The colours and the design.
Who's we, Kira? You and your mates, you and your fella, you and who?
It's me and my friend. We're on our way to college, right?
Oh, right, okay.
Oh my God,
and you're obsessed, and you're obsessed with mugs.
Morning,
hi,
girls.
Morning.
Hello, girls.
Okay, so you're on your way to college. What mugs do you have with you this morning or cups?
I have a pink coffee cup.
Okay.
Caitlin has a white and grey one.
Lovely.
Ooh, lovely.
Roisin has a yellow one and Alicia has a blue one.
Fabulous.
A very
guys.
Diverse mix of cups there for the girls.
And did your friendship come about because of your obsession with mugs and cups or?
We just went to school together, but it bonds us.
Okay. I love that. Do you know what? Everyone slagged me when I brought my own mug into this office. And now I feel like I need to be in your friendship group. So please send me a message.
I find
so
this
kind
of bizarre. I'm not going to lie. I find it a bit weird.
It's a comfort, like drinking out of a certain mug.
Yes,
and you know it.
And it depends on your mood. If you're happy, you go for a brighter colour.
That's beautiful,
Kira. If you're tired,
Kira.
Uplifted.
I love it. It is odd, but I kind of love it. You never thought as a younger kid you'd be mad into it. Now you're like, oh, that's my mug now.
Yeah.
That's good mug.
I really hope someday you get to craft your own, you know, a bit of pottery.
Yeah.
Me too, yeah.
Kira and gang, thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a great
guys.
Morning.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
Girls.
Thank you.
Bye. Ask me this morning, what do you find yourself interested in now that you never thought you would be? I was at Newgrange over the weekend and my mind is absolutely blown. Probably the last time I was there, I was kicking and screaming at 9 years old at my mom, having no interest. Yeah, at nine. That was me.
Oh, yeah, fair.
So lazy. Alana was on.
Morning, guys. This isn't, like, weird at all. In fact, the fact that I wasn't into it for so many years is probably the weird thing. But football. I grew up my whole life not really caring about football. I grew up in a football house. My mum and my dad, both completely obsessed. And I just couldn't really care less. It was always on in the house, never really paid much attention to it. Mm. And then about 5 years ago, I started watching football properly. And now I'm absolutely obsessed and addicted. And my weekend revolves around matches and being at home and watching the best matches. And if my team win or lose dictates my mood. And it's my new thing and I'm obsessed with it now. So that's my weird thing. That's not really that weird, but weird for me.
It's very interesting because it's quite hard to do to convince someone who does not like football, because you either love football or you actively dislike football.
I think as well, it's marketed so much heavily towards men that it's just harder for women to have interest in it, in the sense that I really feel like it's just all the advertising is for lads. So it's really cool that you're like, no, this is so fun.
Probably
I really
enjoy it. The women's game has really helped as well.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah,
but like, I think fair play, Alana. Anna. That's pretty cool because, and do you know what? It gives me hope that one day Pippa will watch
Pippa's
United.
Not going to get in.
No, she won't.
Luke was on as well.
When we were kids, our parents used to drag us to Bargain Town, which
was absolutely torturous
trips at the weekend. But now, being an adult and having a house, it's actually a joy to go there.
It's like IKEA or like Yusk or one of those things where you're like, oh my God, I'd love to go there right now, but I, as a kid, nightmare.
Can we all do it together?
Yes.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Let's hurry on down to Dragon. Is it hurry? Sorry, I messed
where
up.
Where the prices are only famous. Hurry on down to Bargain Town.
Dublin travel
with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
Other outlets are available.
Absolutely.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? I'm kind of trying to pressure my dad at the moment, right? Because dad wants to buy a new TV.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
For himself.
Yeah.
Reason being, I said, why do you want a new TV? You have a perfectly good television there. He wants to get it because sometimes when he's watching The Crown.
Okay.
The background is dark. It's not dark enough.
Right.
So he wants one of them OLED TVs that where like the black is like really black in the background and stuff like that.
Just for The Crown.
I think it's just all he watches at the moment. He's mad into it.
What season of The Crown is he on when it's really dark?
Probably where they've no light and electricity.
Yeah. The one of those early Winston Churchill ones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where there was the big fog.
Yes,
the
exactly. Fog. I'd say that he watched Tough the fog going. Episode and he went, it's not dark
enough. Not foggy enough.
Enough.
And then there's also that episode that's really dark in both ways, dark and very sad.
Oh God, the Abers.
The landslide on top of a school, it was crazy. He wants to come because the darks aren't dark enough and I was like, my God,
a lot of people are so late to the party with The Crown and I love it, like it's really enjoyable, like, you know what I mean? I'm a very patriotic person, but it's just interesting. My next door neighbour called over for a cheese board last Saturday.
Very nice.
Love it.
And she was really late. I was like, what? It's 6 o'clock now. It's 6:10, no sign of her. She's like, sorry, I just had to finish that episode of The Crown.
Ah, class.
No way. That's so funny.
So I'm kind of pressuring him to go and get this television that he's been saving up for. He really, really wants it. He's wanted it for a while. So I was like, Grant, will you hurry up and buy it so I can get your totally fine, normal television,
nice.
Please. So,
do you have a telly in your bedroom at the moment?
I have a telly in my bedroom, but I want this one for the sitting room.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So we now, as a house, need to first kind of pressure Don into getting the telly.
Yeah.
Very quick, Don. And selling his old one for cheap enough. Cheapest chips, please, Don. And then putting that up on the... He'll mount it for you as well.
Oh,
no, I don't think he'll mount it for us. I'll mount it for us, but I'm also it'll be a nice kind of... It'll be a nice housemate activity.
It will be.
Remember the day we mounted the TV and it only took 7 hours?
Sounds weird.
Oh my God, that's a real, you're like the cast of Friends.
Aren't we?
Or something.
Yeah.
I love it.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Hello.
Lads, I feel like we need to talk about it. I know we talk about it quite often on this show, but... Spoilers ahead. We need to talk about Traitors.
Yeah, we do.
Ah, yeah, it's going to be over soon.
This is the last week. It's happened on Tuesday.
This is your warning.
Spoilers alert. All right, do you know what?
Spoilers,
I'm just going to say it. Spoiler, if you're working in a factory or a shop where you actually don't have control of the volume of the radio, then I would just start singing to yourself, la, 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 because spoilers coming in 3, 2, 1. Joanna is gone.
Yeah. Sad. I liked Joanna. She was cool as it gets.
I wasn't a massive fan of Joanna from the start. I just kind of thought sometimes she can be a bit cold.
Mm.
But last night, I have never wanted to hug someone so badly in my life.
I felt like she
had a really good point where she's like, you've destroyed my character. Now, I thought Joanna was cold. Not that I think that that's bad. I think for a game like Traitors, you probably do need to be a bit cold sometimes. Yeah, and I thought she played it incredibly well.
For the last number of weeks, she's kind of said, I don't have many alliances in here. I'm not in a girly friend group or a laddie friend group. She was kind of doing her own thing, which I thought was kind of smart gameplay in a way.
I thought that as well. Yeah, she was keeping herself to herself. She was kind of doing her own thing. She had friendships in the place, but She wasn't massively trusting anyone. Then I feel like the one person who we've all been, all season, been like, this person is so clever, this person is so smart. We're talking about Oyin. Not taking that away from her. Incredibly smart and incredibly perceptive player. But I felt like she kind of didn't do herself any favours last
night. She didn't, no.
And you'll know, if you've watched, you'll know what I'm talking about, because she did kind of say, oh, Joanna, I never said that.
Yeah.
And Joanna basically was like, you did, but everyone was already going for Joanna, so Joanna couldn't be like, she's lying. Do you know what I mean?
And that is the most horrible thing. Like, if you've ever been in that situation and someone's telling you, oh, you didn't, this didn't happen, gaslighting you, kind of. Like, whether Oyin had genuine intentions of that or whether she honestly just misremembered.
I'd say Oyin just misremembered.
Yeah, but so for context, what this was, the night last week that the party ended up going home, Oyin turned to Joanna in the round table and said, like, who are you going for? We go for Faye or we go for Will, like, we don't have the votes or whoever. And then Joanna brought that up at last night's round table and Oyin said that never happened.
That conversation,
and then
it was like
making Joanna look like crazy, or Joanna looked like she was a liar. And then everyone was kind of saying, oh well, I think you're a traitor because why would you lie, even though she didn't.
So it was just a pile up, and I think it got quite nasty as well. Also yesterday in the challenge, she was voted as the most untrustworthy player by her fellow players or whatever.
Yeah,
and they had her out from the start.
Yeah. There was a bit of a twist at the end of that when it was revealed she was deemed least trustworthy, where she was offered by Siobhan a dagger, i.e. to get two votes at the round table, and a shield to protect either herself or someone. And she chose to give her shield away to
Kelly.
Kelly, is it?
Yeah.
Kelly handled that terribly last
night. And then she said, thank you for the shield, you know, appreciate it. And then as soon as it was the round table, it was like, hey, thanks for the shield, but bye.
She kind of did a snigger and was like, but I'm voting you out, which was just like unnecessarily cruel. Now, again, I feel like they all get really caught up in the heat of the moment in there. So it's like no one's bad or whatever. But
I agree.
That is just, it's just horrible if you were in Joanna's
position. I totally agree. I don't think there's any nastiness in those girls. They've been in a very high pressure scenario for a while.
But I have never wanted to hug someone so bad as much as I wanted to hug Joanna after hearing her exit.
Especially,
I'm very happy to be going home and can't wait to see my family. I said I'm not going to cry, and the only reason I'm doing that, because my character was being attacked. I actually hope one of the guys will win it, because you're a mean girls and I'm a faithful.
That doesn't get easier. I've listened to that four times. It doesn't get easier. She said, I hope one of the guys wins, because you are mean girls.
Yeah.
And like, I felt so bad for the girls there, because as you said, you do get caught up in the heat of the moment.
Oh my God, immediately.
And it's not a personal thing.
They all were like, felt so
bad.
But
I don't berate Joanna for saying that.
No, she's dead right. You have to say when like something's upset you.
And Kelly, immediately you could see her go, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they were all incredibly upset. It'd be interesting to see how they kind of sit with that today, how it'll turn. What we do know for sure is that the traitors, Nick and Ben, have the game in the palm of their bloody hands.
Yeah, I really want someone to notice what's happening with them. It's like, because they are like, Nick and Ben are going around saying names to each other and all the girls are falling for it and going against
each
other.
But the two girls, who do you have? You have Vanessa and Faye, who are both like, I trust Nick and I trust Ben.
It's
like, stop doing that.
I would love to think that we get to the final, and I'd love to think that Vanessa and Faye, who have claimed that they really trust the lads, were gameplaying the whole way through, but I don't think they were.
No,
I hope that they're like pledging their allegiance, like, I trust you to go. Are you joking me? I was only saying that to get to this point. You're a traitor.
I'd love that.
Anyway, it's the last week, guys.
Yeah, Tuesday's
the
last show.
Week.
It's been such an intense season.
Insane.
So emotional.
They all look so stressed at the moment, don't they? This is Olivia Dean now. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you? Just a reminder, we want to send you on a holiday for free. So if you'd like to register now, just message us the word golden, 087-711-103. That's our number. Drop us a WhatsApp with the word golden and hopefully we'll sort you with a holiday before 10.
I sincerely hope so. But in the meantime, we need to talk about this. Okay, I'm sure you've seen this and I'm sure you listening have seen this. Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie, they're on their press tour at the moment for their new film, A Bold, Beautiful Journey. You may have seen the poster. They're both holding umbrellas, looking very attractive.
Sorry, I really, really want to see this.
It looks
so good.
Good, nice rom-com for getting into the winter. Go with a popcorn, put the minstrels in. You know, just a nice...
I like the kind of semi-return of rom-coms at the moment. It's been a while. They kind of went out of fashion, didn't they?
They
can't beat it.
They're
lovely.
Back. We love it. What I think the cycle needs to end of is the very hack Irish questions, and I know these like get slagged off and parodied a lot, like your Tato and your King, your what would you have in your chicken fillet roll, your spice bag, your chicken
sorry, these are just
roll.
Questions that interviewers tend to ask these celebrities.
On red carpets and what have you. Yeah. Now, I know here it's spin.
Hanging.
Here it's spin. Some
we are experts at
would
it.
Associate us with some of those questions, and I would just like to say, you know, why don't we do a bit more? The reason I'm talking about this in the context of Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie is because you probably saw last week they were on an American show on their press tour and this happened.
Is that Tato? It is, yeah. And f***ing you.
You eat this on a red... Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, that was Irish.
He said the bad word
about
the potatoes. It did feel like a little bit staged because even you see the presenter is trying to go on with the conversation and then he's like, oh, wait, yeah, I meant to have a reaction to Colin Farrell swearing about the Tatoes. And then, you know, obviously it's gone completely viral. Colin Farrell hoofing into a Tato sandwich and saying, I beep and knew it. I knew they were Tato.
It's very higgledy-piggledy Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just like, guys, we're better than this.
And we are more than just Tato.
Yeah, it feels like, you know...
And it's all like, it brings it back to spuds, which is...
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, they're absolutely delicious, but we don't need to be talking about them too much on a global stage, guys. So it reminds me of, do you know that epic museum campaign?
Yes.
It was on the back of all the buses.
Oh,
and all,
no,
like,
I know exactly what you're
Yeah. And it's like the potato head looking man who's like the fighting Irish. I'm like, we need to do a new one of those specifically about these red carpet questions. So I've come up with some alternative questions that are still Irish in theme, but a bit more nuanced.
Okay, so like not the Barrys or Lions.
Not the Barrys or Lions.
Not the Tato or King.
Are you hoping the journalists will listen to this and take this on board?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Like, if it helps one person,
okay,
that's all I need to do.
Entertainment reporters everywhere, listen up.
Listen up. Okay, so instead of Barrys or Lions, you could ask, who's your favourite freedom fighter that took part in the 1916 Easter Rising?
Very good.
You know, find out what your favourite freedom fighter says about you.
Cool.
If you were alive in 17th century Ireland, what would you have been more likely to buy off Molly Malone? Cockles, muscles, or the secret third option?
Alive.
And we all know what that means. We all know what that would mean.
This is genius.
Thank you. Would you be more likely to travel to Listunvarna or the National Ploughing Championships if you were looking to find your perfect match?
Yeah,
we know that they're out there in both.
That's a good question in general, though. Like, if you were single, where in Ireland would you go? Meet someone?
I know for a fact a friend of mine's heading to the Listunvarna Matchmaking Festival next weekend.
No way.
Yeah, can't wait to hear all
about
it.
Oh my God, okay, we need the update.
I want to play-by-play.
Shout out. What is your favourite Irish reality show appearance from Daniel O'Donnell and his wife, Magella? Mine is obviously Room to Improve, but honourable mention, of course, to Daniel and Magella's B&B road trip.
Or you could go one further. What is your favourite event that happened in Ireland that Dermot Kennedy showed up to?
Oh, no, that's for the real ones.
Yeah.
And then finally, just for fun, have you ever been on the Dublin Ghost Bus tour?
Yeah.
Do you know? Have you ever been?
Talk about it.
How did you feel?
I love it. Listen, man, this is it. We want to make spin less spin.
Let's be less us.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
There you go. Sabrina Carpenter in tears on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. There you go. Was very old school radio.
There you go.
There she goes.
There's Sabrina.
She's class. She's a divil.
God, we love her.
Yeah.
God, we love her.
Who is there someone that Pippa, your girlfriend, fancies, like, you know, in the same vein? And the level that you fancy Sabrina Carpenter, like a celebrity or a singer or...
Me?
No, just overall.
That's
wow,
me.
She only has eyes for her
only
boy.
Only has eyes for me.
The singer Dave.
Yeah. She's sweet on
we
Dave.
Did, we were watching The Morning Show. The Morning Show was a new series out. And we were kind of watching a recap of season 3. Hmm. John Hamm. Do you know him?
I don't know him.
He was in obviously season 3 of The Morning Show, but that guy.
Oh yeah, he's sort of
looks absolutely everything like me.
He's a bit of a daddy.
Yeah, he's a little bit. Yeah,
daddy.
A little bit older.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be her type. You can clearly see it in me as well.
Very similar.
Yeah, in height as well.
Who was yours? In height.
Growing up.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say I used to fancy Jason Derulo, but I promise you I don't anymore.
Oh my God,
when I was 15, I was like, I just
really
loved him.
I think he looks like he's made of Play-Doh. I feel like
I think once he
him and he'd break.
Once he went on TikTok, it kind of ruined the illusion
for
me a little.
Did you get the ick when you fell down the mess test?
Yeah, I got
terrible a bit of an ick there. Right, listen, we want to send you on holidays, a free holiday for the taking to Fuerteventura. If you want to win, message us the word golden now. 087 711 1038 this holiday. All thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Get in touch.
Spin 103.8's golden ticket.
We want to send Kerry to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Hello, Kerry.
Oh my God, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm great, and your call is even making it better.
Very good. How was your weekend, Kerry? What did you do?
So my weekend was nice. I have two little girls, and I took them out just to the balls in Westwood, the play zone place.
It sounds like you have your hands full, so let's see if we can get you away on holiday and get you to relax for 7 days, seven nights in Pierre and Vacance Village in Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Kerry?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, all right. Basically, in essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess the songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do that, you will win a trip to Fuerteventura. Does that sound like something you could do?
Yes, it does. Hopefully they are nice songs.
We don't actually know what's going to play until it plays, but listen, well, hopefully you'll know them because they're only songs that are ever played on Spin. All right, let's go through some rules that favour you. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Kerry, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, so use it tactically. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Kerry.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Perfect. So I'm from Dublin Tree, so North Strand area.
Very nice. Kerry in the North Strand area. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. Best of luck, Kerry. Song one, plays in 3,
Thank
2,
you.
1. Start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Start the clock.
Well done. We've actually locked that one in for a while. It's Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso, exactly as you said. Nice one.
Well done, Kerry. And you got that in 5 seconds, meaning you have 20 seconds left. So that is a perfect average for the rest of the game. Your swap still remaining as well.
Let's go for song 2. Kerry plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Let this go. Late last year, she said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm really
Swap it. That was Ed Sheeran and his song Don't. Not to worry, it's gone now, and we'll put your 20 seconds back in the clock.
All good, Kerry. Don't worry about it. It's like it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go for a brand new song 2, which will be the same artist, by the way. And hopefully you'll know this with 20 seconds left on the clock. Song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
White lips, pale face, breathing.
Come on, you know it.
Snowflake. So I do. It's a cool song. Oh my God. Yeah, hang on.
The old ones.
Break. The
A-Team. Yes, on the clock. Stop the clock. Well done.
Ed Sheeran and the A-Team. What a gorgeous song that was. And you have it in the bag?
Yeah.
Well done, Kerry. All right. 9 seconds left for 3 songs.
Okay.
That is 3 seconds each. If you rally those names out as quick as possible, you know.
You never know, Kerry. Weirder things have happened. All right, here we go with song 3. Okay. Get this one, we'll be more than halfway there. Blazing 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
If I apologize a million times.
So, MK
I can't think of the name.
Dior.
Kerry, decent. For someone who's never heard the game before, a decent player.
Very
genuinely
good player.
Really, really good. Fair play to you.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
And I liked how you said so before every answer, because it was like you were explaining your findings to us. And we love that, Kerry.
Oh, my head. I know. Funny thing is, like, when you hear the games on the radio, answer them a lot quicker.
It's the pressure, Kerry, it ruins you, doesn't it?
Yeah. But listen, I hope you have a fantastic day, and listen,
thank you so much for listening.
Have a great day.
Thanks very much, have a nice day.
If you want to play tomorrow, message us the word golden now, please. 087 711 1038.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And I learned something last Friday of how I am perceived. It's always humbling to hear how you're perceived by other people in your life. But this one, it took me by surprise. So I was getting my nails done at the place where I always go, and I love the girls there. I was actually getting my nails done this time by a lad, Adam. And we were talking about like just the big nail events that are coming up. Obviously, nail artists go by, oh, it's Christmas, so we're doing a load of snowflakes and a load of red. Ah! He was like, it's autumnal now, so we're doing a load of like orange, those little like toadstool mushrooms.
Oh,
he said,
okay,
that's like the nail art at the moment. And he was like, then it's going to be Halloween. And he was like, will you get anything big for that? And then he goes,
on your nails, yeah. I get them done, but lads, it's just,
you're not
it's
thinking
basic
about it that way. But then listen to this. He goes, would you get anything for that? And then he goes, oh, wait, no, it's you.
Oh!
As if I'm the most boring bitch in the world.
Oh, sorry, that's...
Who has never gotten any good nail
that's
art.
That's loaded.
Okay, I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I just like simple. This was actually the first time I got a cat's eye on my nails.
What's that
so
mean?
Have you ever seen, they like get the magnet out to make it like glittery and kind of, I don't know if you can see in here.
Oh, that moving your fingers and
honestly, well, no, that's, I have to move it so that you can see. They kind of look like 3D.
I'm getting my nails done today and honestly, it's bare minimum that the quickest thing I can get done, I'll do. I got a French tip once. I was like, never again.
Oh, no,
20
the French
minutes
tip takes ages. But there you go. They're all talking about you in there. Oh, Emma never gets nail art.
Yeah.
She'll be in and out as quick as she can.
What a weird thing to judge someone on.
Here's Rain Radio now and DJ Craig Gorman. It's Talk About on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Spin.